Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. Today's lesson is on cell phone etiquette. Recently on the Facebook Little Things Matter fan page, I wrote two posts on cell phone etiquette. The comments I received clearly expressed passionate opinions about the proper use of cell phones. There was a strong consensus that talking on or texting and emailing from your cell phone in certain places and at certain times is inappropriate, irritating, and downright rude. I share their opinion. If you don't show respect and common courtesy when using your cell phone, you run the risk of aggravating people and destroying your personal brand. On the other hand, if you use discretion and follow the simple recommendations outlined in this podcast, you'll be able to enhance the impression you make. Let's take a look at when you want to avoid using your cell phone. First, in public places. When you are in public places where others can hear your conversation, you should avoid talking on your cell phone. When your cell phone rings, just let it go into voicemail. If you determine that it is absolutely critical to accept the call, be respectful of others. If possible, walk outside or to a private area where others won't be annoyed or distracted by your conversation. If there is no escaping, then keep your voice down and cover your mouth to keep your voice from traveling and try to wrap up the call as soon as possible. Second, when spending time with your family. Unless you have a job that requires you to be on call 24 hours a day, be respectful of your family by not talking, texting, or emailing people when you're together. As an entrepreneur for the last 29 years, I know there will be exceptions. When I do make an exception, I always apologize to my family members. Once again, the example we set for our children will pave their way to appropriate and effective behavior. Third, when traveling with others in the car. When you are spending time with people in a car, give them your full attention. Once again, there will always be exceptions, but the key is to make them exceptions and not the general rule. Fourth, while driving, period. If you find it hard to talk on the phone and focus on driving at the same time, then avoid talking on the phone in your car. If an important call does come in, pull over. I hope it goes without saying that we should never check or respond to emails, nor send or answer text messages while driving. The fatality rates due to distracted driving are staggering. Fifth, while at work. If you are using your cell phone for personal matters during the time that you're being paid to do your job, you are stealing from your employer. When you steal from your employer, not only will others lose respect for you, but also you will likely lose respect for yourself. After all, how can you respect yourself when you're doing the things that you shouldn't be doing? If there are personal calls, text, and emails that must be returned during your workday, do so during your break or lunch hour. Sixth, during meetings. When you attend a meeting or share a meal with someone, put your phone on silent mode, or even better, leave it in the car. Also, don't text or email during the meeting. Even though your phone may not make sounds, your eyes and attention are diverted from the other people in attendance. Your lack of attention to them demonstrates disrespect. Besides, how can you concentrate on the discussion when you're typing and reading messages? And the last one, when spending time with your friends. If you're like me, you probably don't have a lot of time to spend with your friends. So when you are together, why wouldn't you give them your undivided attention? When I'm out socially, you will very seldom ever see me with my phone. I want to thoroughly enjoy my experience and show respect to those who chose to spend their time with me. Here is one of the biggest takeaways of today's lesson. Don't let your cell phone become an addiction. Learn to control the times when it is used. 15 years ago, none of us had cell phones and we lived our lives just fine. If there is a true emergency, we all know how to call 911. Most things can wait until there's a time when it's appropriate to take the call or respond to an email or text. If you follow my recommendations, your world will become more enjoyable, your time management skills will improve, and the people around you will feel more valued. Remember, one of the fastest ways to lose a person's respect is to not value their time.